Good morning. Welcome to episode, can you believe it, episode number 250, according to Podbean's count. And that's just the number of recordings. I think I've got other private episodes and things that aren't on Podbean. Anyway, happy Monday to you. Let's hope that February 27th goes well for you, as it's intended to go well for me. And, you know, tomorrow is Jane's birthday. Well, sort of. Anyway, happy birthday. We'll call you tomorrow, like we have for umpteen years. And so, today's episode of the Geyer Cook Report, Happy Monday. I had an instance the other day to use GT metrics. And if you missed that episode, this will be a chance for you to get caught up and see what that's about. GT metrics is a speed analysis tool that I use for websites. And oftentimes, measure the worth of someone that touts, oh, I can make your website be really good and so forth. Well, in today's world, the first consideration is, does it work in mobile? If it takes 15 seconds to load, not so well. And so I would encourage you to get GT Metrics and measure your site with their tool. And better for, oh yeah, and I'm talking about the show notes. I always forget to say this, sorry. If you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, there'll be a link there in a little bit to get back to these show notes. Right now, what we're going to go to is gtmetrics.com and look at the compare table that I've got linked in the show notes, so we can better determine, I guess you'd say, which one is better, WordPress.com or Blogspot.com. And using the compare tool, I added the two URLs into the GT Metrics tool, and they're listed on the screen. You can see the page speed, the y-slow grade, the fully loaded time, which is an important consideration. That's when it's a done deal. When everything that has to be there is loaded, that's how long it takes. And you'll see that Blogspot's got a little bit of an edge there in times. It's 2 seconds versus 3.8. And I think that's important a little bit because of the page size. Blogspot's page size by default is 2.93 megs. And the one on WordPress is 529K. They both have the same number of requests. And I'll tell you, in terms of which one is the best, you decide. You get your content in there and you load it and you decide. And so what I've done is I've made a couple of real quick ads. I should have some theme music going while I type. So we'll go to guycook.wordpress.com. And we're going to evaluate that one. And that's going to compare with the two that are in there now. The evaluation tool takes a few seconds to run, as you can see, even this time of the day, which is just after 7 a.m. Pacific time in the Seattle area. And, oh, this is really not good for mobile, is it? This has taken quite a while. I don't think that I'm going to have a very good report on this speed test. It's analyzing the page speed now. It's generating the port. And it gives it a D. You can see that in the label. So let's add another URL so that I could test Blogspot. I think I've got this saved in the favorites. Yeah, there it is. We'll run a test on geyercook51.blogspot.com. 51 is the year I was born, so I, you know, for the sake of getting it in there, Geyer Cook was taken already. So we made this site, and again, we're going, gosh, where's this at? Usually it pulses about 3, maybe 4 times, and we can see something start to show up in that window. And that's not the case both with WordPress, as you just saw a minute ago, and now we're here at blogspot.com. SLOW. And so on that note, oh, here we come. We're going to get a report, I think, in just a second. Analyzing the page speed, and bazinga, Here it comes. Oh, we're not even getting a D. We're getting an E for blogspot.com. Takes 15 seconds to load the page. And edged out WordPress.com by a little bit. WordPress was 13.4. Neither one of them amazingly quick. Neither one of them are great in terms of the total number of requests that are made. Like the WordPress.com site made 153 and Blogspot made 131. So based on those numbers, I'm going to throw the ball back to your side of the net, and you can decide which one of these is the faster of the two, because as you can see, this is kind of a gray area. Which one's performing the best? So now if I can turn off the screen share, sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. This is one of those times. Anyway, back at you. I wanted to talk to you today about something that came up in the stream, like get your free business listing on Google. If you go to the show notes, which is, I said before, you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com. And the link is there for the show notes, and it'll identify the phone number you call at Google to get started with your business getting recognized in Google My Business. And then that number, as you can see in the show notes, 1-844-491-9665. I've typed it up in the show notes. Have a look at those. It's kind of hard to give a phone number in audio, but I did. Take a look at the planning session guide link that's there, and invite you to please be a patron of the Podbean feed. And by being a patron, you help support this. And we thank all our patrons very much. Each and every patron that we have is important that there's support there. And if you go to the Podbean link, it shows how many we have. I don't think it names them all. And some of them wish to be anonymous, and we'll deal with that another time. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh Dusters, of course. It got the ball rolling on this. Thanks for Screencast-O-Matic, which was told to us by Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips, who's got an event coming up in March. If you go to basicblogtips.com, that's all about that. There's a link there. And, of course, Friends Just Chatting. I'll put that graphic up in the top. The Facebook group, Friends Just Chatting, and the link is in the show notes, will take you to a conversation that's global, and that usually is identified in there. One of the moderators will have a link up there if they're on a peer.in or where they're at specifically for that given week or that day. Usually it's a peerin.com, WACFJC for Friends Just Chatting. And so thank you to all the other repositories and archives like iTunes and Spreaker that have the space for the show. I invite you to fill out the evaluation question you can see there on the screen and join the channel on firetalk.com. And on that note, I'll scroll back to the top and say those three magic words I say at the end of every show. It's a wrap.